Okay, so tonight we're up to the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Pekeach Ivrim. What does it mean, Pekeach Ivrim? That Hashem gives sight to the blind. Pekeach, He opens up the eyes and gives sight, Ivrim, to the blind people. Why do we say this in the morning? Because at night, when we're asleep, so we're compared to Ivrim, to blind people. Obviously not because we don't have the sense of sight, the etzem, it's not that it's taken away from us, from inside of us, Pekeach. But lemaisa, when a person is sleeping, so their eyes are closed and they're not able to see, so therefore when we wake up in the morning and Hashem gives us back our sense of sight, so we make a bracha, we give a shevach v'aydat Hashem that He gave us another day with a sense of sight. And as we mentioned before, the zman for Me'ikar Adin, for saying such a thanks to Hashem when you wake up in the morning, is kipasach einei, when you open up your eyes. That's the Gemara and brachas of Samach Hamad Beis, that when you open up your eyes, you're supposed to say, Pekeach Ivrim. However, as we mentioned from the tour, we say it when we come to Shul, as we explained, because then your hands are clean, and then the Amei Aretz can hear the bracha and say Amen. But the Ikar Adin is to say it, Kipasach Einei, because that's the Shvach that we're giving. We're giving a thanks to Hashem that Hashem opened up our eyes another day and gave us the sense of sight. What's the makar of the Nusach Pekeach Ivrim? So that's actually a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Mem Vav, which is one of the Halalukas, Kapitel Kuf Mem Vav of Pasach Ches, says Hashem Pekeach Ivrim. This is the first Halaluka right after Ashrei, that we say Hashem Pekeach Ivrim. That's what based on this pasuk is what we say, the Nusach HaBracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, V'kinam Al-Chilam, Pekeach Ivrim. However, the pasuk over there in Tehillim is explained a little bit differently. If you look there at the Radak in Tehillim, on that pasuk, he has two pshatim. The first pshat he says is, Hashem Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem heals people from eye sicknesses that they have that can cause blindness. Sometimes people have sicknesses that can eventually lead to becoming blind, Chas V'Shalom. And Hashem heals them, Hashem is Pekeach Ivrim, He opens up their eyes, He keeps them healthy and makes sure that their sicknesses do not develop into blindness. That's one pshat. And the second pshat, the Radak says that we're supposed to understand the pasuk metaphorically, that when it says Hashem is Pekeach Ivrim, it's not referring mamish to blindness. The blindness that is referred to in the pasuk is the darkness of our galus and our tzaras. And we say Hashem is Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem is the one who takes us out from all of our tzaras and will eventually bring us me'afela la'ira, from darkness to great light, la'or gadol, through removing our tzaras. So Hashem Pekeach Ivrim, either Hashem takes away blindness and makes sure that a person does not become blind from eye sicknesses, and secondly, Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem takes away the darkness of galus and brings about all the geulis v'yeshuas. However, when we're standing in the morning and saying our brachas, we're not referring to not becoming blind from a sickness, and we're not referring to the geula and the tzaras. We're referring pasha to every single morning when a person wakes up and Hashem gives him another day with the yechayelis to see. So he's giving hakaras hatoiv that he's able to see today just like he was able to see yesterday, as opposed to the middle of the night when he wasn't able to. Now when we say this bracha, and surely when we learn about this bracha, it's kedai to take a few moments just to be makir toiv to the Rabbeinu Shlomim for this thing, that a person is not lakui with the affliction of blindness. If you take a look on that pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Mem Vav, there's a medrash. The medrash on Tehillim is called Medrash Shorchei Toiv. That's the name of the medrash on Tehillim. So in the medrash Shorchei Toiv, over there in Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav, it says there in the medrash that no affliction is worse than being blind. When a person is blind, there's nothing that's worse than that. He's totally blocked off and closed off in the world. He can't see people, he can't see things, and he can't see any beautiful places in the world. Person is totally blocked off. It says there in the Medrash that nothing is worse than blindness. The truth is, there's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says in the Darim, Tav Samach Da'al Ramad Beis, Arba'a Chashuvim Kemes. There are four people that are considered like dead people. That's a Gemara in the Darim, Tav Samach Da'al Ramad Beis. Arba'a Chashuvim Kemes. Four people are in such bad situations that it's mamash considered like they're dead. The first one is an Ani, a poor person. The second one is a Mitzayra, someone who has the sickness of Tzaraz. The third one is Vesuma, a blind person. And the fourth one is Misha Ein Loi Banim, someone who's not blessed with children. So the third one is a Suma, is a blind person. It's mamish so bad that it's Chashav Kemes. It's interesting, if you've ever seen their Taisvis in Adarim, On that Gemara on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Tosis adds a few words. Tosis says, V'nafkamina, V'nafkamina, that these four people are Chashav Kameis, is L'mibayi Alayu Rachmi. In order that we should know that this is true, so we should ask for them Rachmanus, we should daven for them. V'nafkamina L'mibayi Alayu Rachmi. Which is a very difficult thing. Tosis is bothered, L'chayra, why are Chazal telling this to us? Why are Chazal teaching us that four people are considered like a mace? So that if a person doesn't have parnasa, if a person doesn't have children, if a person is blind, he should be more depressed. We're telling you, by the way, it's mamish chashav kameis. Says Taisus, no, we don't have to tell these people anything. The Chazal are telling it to us that we should know that if we don't have these problems, nafkamina l'miboy alayu rachmi, we have to daven for people who have this tzaras. The Torah and Chazal are trying to teach us the severity of this tzara, that it's worth it for us to take out time in our tefillas and daven for people who have this tzara. So halacha lemaisa, if you know people that are married and do not have children and are waiting to have children, if you know people who are blind, if you know people who have parnasa problems and are aniyim, a person should incorporate that in his tefillas and he should daven for them. That's kufa what the Gemara is saying. Yabarach Hashem and Kameis. Taisa says, nafkamina lemiboy alay rachmi. And everybody has to give mamash and shevach vahidah in the morning to Hashem that he doesn't have any of these tzaras. And in Pekei Achivim, this is what we have in mind, that a person is not hit with the tzara of being blind and being closed off from the world. I have a chaver who has a very close friend who's blind. And he once approached the person they were schmoozing, and he said to the blind person, try to explain to me what you see out of your eyes. He said, like, you know, sometimes you close your eyes, sometimes it's pitch black, sometimes if the sun is shining, so it's not mamish black, it's like orange or whatever, if you close your eyes, you know, he's trying to get from this blind person, what does he see in the daytime, what does he see in the nighttime? And the blind person was a very good friend of his, and he said to him, let me explain to you what I see from my eyes. He said, I see out of my eyes, like, exactly what you see out of your elbow. That's what he told him. He said, I see out of my eyes what you see out of your elbow. Now what does that mean? Can you describe what you see out of your elbow? It's not a question of seeing dark or light, anything. It means it's totally mufka from the sense of sight. That means the person has no shaykhus to seeing. That's, the first time I heard this was, I think, the first time I ever felt a feeling of rahmanis for people who are blind. Like, it means that they have no shaykhus to seeing something. It's not like it's dark outside always for them, or it's unclear. That means that they totally have no sense of sight. And that's something that some people are born with, but it's lav davka, people are born with it. Sometimes, even if it's not from birth, people develop sicknesses that end up in blindness. And it's mamash gefer l'chatzara, that it's chashav kameis. And it's something that every single morning when a person says the bracha, that Hashem is pekeh achivrim, a person has to appreciate that every day Hashem gave him another day with a sense of sight and didn't give him blindness this morning. And it's something that a person shouldn't take for granted. It goes without saying that if Hashem does give us the schus to have eyesight every single day, a person should not abuse his eyesight, and he should make sure that he's seeing only proper things and things that are not usher to see. I remember the one time in my life that I had a chance to hear the shmooze firsthand from Rav Yehuda Zev Segal. Rav Segal from Manchester, the Manchester Yeshiva. I heard him as a young bachur. I heard him give one shmooz, and it was in Yiddish. I didn't understand too much of it. But the one thing I think that I remember from that shmooz was when he was screaming that we daven every day, v'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tziyan b'rachamim, which means that we're davening to Hashem that our eyes should see when Hashem comes back to tziyan to see the gula shleima. So he says, you're davening that your eyes should see the gula shleima? Are your eyes really to see the gula shleima? Are your eyes pure? Are your eyes clean? Are your eyes really to see the Shechinah K'tosha, Mamash when Mashiach comes? So if a person gets up every day and davens v'sechazena einenu, he has to realize that he has to prepare his eyes to see things of such a high level of Kedusha. So every single day when a person starts the day and says Pekei Achivim, he has to understand and appreciate that Hashem is giving him another day with a sense of sight. And with that, he'll be nesoirer not to abuse his sense of sight and to make sure he's only seeing proper things. Yeah. What about the other senses? Your person should have hakara satayev every day that he's able to hear and touch and things like that. Lamaisa, only by a summa does the Gemara say that it's chashav kameis. That, as the Medrash says, that's the worst of all things, even if a person can't hear, but if he sees what's going on in the sign language, it's something that can be dealt with a lot easier than someone who's a summa. It seems from Chazal that, Baruch Hashem, we should never know from any of it, but Lamaisa seems that a summa is on a much higher madrega of a tzara, and therefore that's the first thing when we open our eyes to thank Hashem that Hashem is pekeh achivim. Lamaisa, what would you say, does a blind person make this bracha? When a blind person wakes up in the morning, should he make a bracha? Thank Hashem for giving us the sense of sight. So I was only able to look briefly at the place, because I didn't see anybody talk about it. But I would say that a suma should make this bracha, could make this bracha, and therefore should make this bracha. And I think that he could say this based on a Gemara and Megillah. There's a Gemara and Megillah daf chaf talad amabez that says as follows. Rabbi Yossi said, I never understood the following pasuk. The pasuk says in the Teichacha, in Parashas Kisavoy, for Yisa Memashesh Batzarayim, you will be groping around in the noontime, Batzarayim, in the light of day, Kasher Yemashesh Ha'iver Ba'afela. Just like a blind person gropes around in the darkness. So Rabbi Yossi said, I don't understand, what's the difference, a blind person groping around in darkness or in light? If a person is blind, so he sees out of his eyes what you see out of your elbow. So what's the difference if it's light outside or dark? What does that mean? Kasher Yemashesh Ha'iver Ba'afela. So Rabbi Yossi says, till I saw a story, Ad Sheba Maisa Liyodi, I saw a story, Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalich, one time I was going in the darkness of the night, there was mamish pitch black outside, and I saw a suma that was going on the way, and he was holding an avuka, he was holding a torch. So I went over to the suma, I said, my dear suma, what are you holding a torch for? What's the difference? You can't see anyway. So the suma, the blind person said to him, Kol Zman She Avuka Biyodi, calls man that this torch is in my hand, B'nei Adam Royim I see, people are able to see me, you're right, I can't see, but at least people could see me, U'matzilim I see, and they save me, Min ha'pchasim, u'min ha'koitzim, u'min ha'barkonim, they save me from thorns, they save me from falling into pits and ditches, so it's very important for me that it should be light out in front of me, that people will be able to save me. And therefore I saw, says Rabbi Yossi, I saw that it was very advantageous for a suma to have an avuka, to have a torch in front of him. And based on this, I understood that pasuk, kasher yemashi sha'iver ba'afelo, because it's much harder for a blind person when it's dark outside, so people can't see him. And the Gemara says, based on this, that a suma, a blind person, should make the brachas, yoitzer hama'iros, when we thank Hashem for the luminaries, for the sun and the moon, so a blind person is not mufka from that, because he's very happy also when there's light outside, so like this, people could save him from possibly getting hurt. So I think based on this Gemara, the pashtus would be that a blind person in the morning, when he gets up, should say Pakeh Achivim also. Because even though he himself does not have the sense of sight, but he is very fortunate and very happy every morning that the people who are seeing people are able to see. And they'll be able to protect him, they'll be able to cross in the street, they'll be able to make sure he doesn't fall into these holes and ditches. So just like the Gemara Megillah says that he should say Yaitzah Ma'iris, I would say similarly he should say Pakeh Achivim, not referring to himself being the Iver that Hashem is Pakeh, but the Baruch Hashem that all the other people are able to see and they're able to help me out when I need their help. Okay, so that's the bracha of Pakeh Achivim. I saw a beautiful Ha'ara in the name of the Ravon. The Ravon, Reish Aleph Beis Nun, is one of the Balei HaTosfos who lived in the 12th century, and his name was Rabbi Eliezer Ber Avnosson. That's where the name Ravon comes from, Rabbi Eliezer Ber Avnosson, one of the Balei HaTosfos. So in his Sefer, he says as follows, what's the reason why we say the brachas in this order? First we say, Pekech Evrim, Hashem gives sight to the blind, and then Malbish Alamim, that Hashem clothes the naked. So what would you have said? I would have said Misvara, because that's taka the first thing in the morning. You open your eyes first, and then afterwards you get dressed. So he says, no, it's an interesting thing. What's the Malbish Arumim that we're talking about? That Hashem gave Adam and Chava clothing. So he says, what does it say? How did Adam and Chava know that they were naked b'chlam? It says in the Pasuk in Bereshis, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, V'atipokachna einei shneihem. Hashem opened up their eyes. V'yedu ki erumim heim. And then they realized that they were naked. Doesn't mean that he opened up their eyes, that they were blind before him, but it means, Rashi says, that they didn't understand that they were Erumim, that they were naked, and Hashem, right after that, so what did they do? They sewed together a fig leaf, and they were able to cover themselves, but then afterwards Hashem made them proper clothing, proper garments, and it came all, the original Hesirus, that they needed clothing, was, so the Ravon says, that's our Seder in the morning. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Pekeh Achivrim, and then Malbish Arumim, just like it says in the pasuk, Hashem was tipakach na'inei shneihem, that he opened up their eyes, and then Malbish Arumim that Hashem made, kosnoi sar v'yabishem, those are the two chasodim that Hashem did, that Hashem opened up their eyes and then gave them clothing. So we thank Hashem in the morning for these two chasodim in that order also, that Hashem is Pekeh Achivrim, and then Malbish Arumim.